This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 11th. God's word to you today is in step. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 6, and it says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Our Heavenly Father is a perfect example of love, wisdom, and sufficiency. He says, I am that I am sufficient in myself. And we should follow his example. For some of us, the reality is that our parents are not worthy, but God is asking us to just honor them. Note that God is not saying, pretend to honor them when they are not worthy. God is just saying, honor them regardless. Saul was a bad leader and a horrible father. He threw a javelin at his son in 1 Samuel 20, verse 33. What kind of father does that? It is abuse. Saul was chasing David all over the place. David had recurring opportunities to kill Saul, but he did not. Instead, he cut part of Saul's skirt as proof that he had come this close enough, but he spared Saul's life. Even when David's warriors wanted to end Saul's life, David refused. David said in 1 Samuel 26, verse 9, No, David said, don't kill him, for who can remain innocent after attacking the Lord's anointed one? At this point, Saul was already backslidden, but David did not change his position of honoring Saul. Even when he cut Saul's skirt, David felt really bad. Meanwhile, a lot of people will say, Saul, fall down and die. That is not the spirit of Christ. Choose to say it this way. An unworthy parent is unable to give what they do not have. Many parents cannot give love, sufficiency, and wisdom because they do not have it. When a parent or a leader is being hurtful, just know that he or she is actually hurting too. Be compassionate, because hurting people hurt people. And rather than being angry, you should actually pity them. Do not get angry. Instead, look to God for your healing, for your direction, for love, wisdom, and sufficiency. You may have suffered from an abusive authority figure, but today, God wants you to know that he is better than him or her. Please open your heart to God for healing. If you are the one that has been an abusive parent or leader, you need to start by asking God for forgiveness and then asking the people for forgiveness. If your desire is to be a good leader, a parent or spouse, the starting point is committing your life to God, know God, and then you can represent God. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me lead each day by following you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.